This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Property tax value notices are hitting mailboxes around Colorado this week, and many of them reflect big increases. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that it's possible to contest that figure.
There's a little more than a month left to file a protest regarding the county assessor's valuation of your property. An appeal needs to explain why the value is incorrect or unfair and includes supporting documentation. That includes comparing the property to similar ones sold prior to the end of June last year. Cases can also be made if the square footage, condition, or other characteristics of the home aren't accurate. The deadline to file a protest is June 8th. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Public sector workers, including school teachers and higher education employees, will get workplace protections under a bill on its way to the governor's office. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Public workers will gain protections from retaliation, harassment, and other workplace threats. They'll be able to freely discuss workplace issues, address their concerns, and have the right to form an employee organization. Private sector workers have had these rights for decades. This year, several teachers have reported retaliation after speaking at school board meetings, advocating for innovative curriculum, or asking for safe staffing levels. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
RTD is collecting input from riders about how much it should cost to ride the bus or light rail. The agency plans to revamp its pricing system and make it clearer. The hope is to make the transportation service more equitable for people who can't afford a ride currently. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 3:06.